It's the budgeting equivalent of killing two birds with one stone. Congress comes back next week with two big questions to answer. What to do about raising the federal government's borrowing threshold, the debt ceiling, and how to pass a budget for FY 2012. Tom Shoup, the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, is here. And, Tom, the story that I just read about the F-136 engine for the F-35 is a good example of what Congress is up against, because this is a program that the administration and DOD have said for years, let's cut it, we don't need it. It's spending we don't need, $3 billion. Secretary Gates says, yet Congress is, at least some members, are receptive to putting it back in. And so it makes you wonder, some of the things that you're writing about at govexec.com, whether any of these can ever get accomplished.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. I mean, you take a program like that's exactly right, that the Defense Department and successive presidential administrations have said, please don't make us buy this, and the funding keeps coming back anyway for it. I mean, these decisions aren't made, certainly not made entirely on the basis of whether a program is justified. There are a lot of other factors that go into consideration, where the money goes, where jobs are being created, and so all of those things are going to factor in.
You don't have to read very much between the lines either in the statement that that Rolls-Royce and GE sent out. GE and Rolls-Royce will work closely with our congressional supporters during the 2012 budget process in pursuit of incorporating the engine into the program and preserving competition. We continue to be encouraged by the bipartisan support for the engine on the merits of its performance and value. There is a significant willingness in Congress to revisit the F-136 funding debate as the consequences of terminating the engine are being fully understood. I mean, they're just pretty much saying, we're going to push for this because we think it's the right thing to do. Of course they do, because that means that they continue to get funding, and that's the way the system works. Nothing wrong with that. But it does make people at the agencies, I think, a little bit queasy about certainty, which is what we saw in this whole shutdown thing, at least on our end, and I bet you saw it on your end too. That was what drove people more crazy than the actual numbers, was just not knowing what's going to happen next.
Right. And I think that and the fact that they look at this and they see people not really making rational decisions. The decision on whether to have a second fighter engine, up or down, you know, I think a lot of people look at it and say that should be based on whether it's the right thing to do or not, not based on whether it benefits certain members of Congress and their districts. And that's what I think people tend to see in these things.
Mm-hmm. What is your takeaway as we look at these things? I mentioned Congress coming back next week. They've got the debt ceiling and then the FY 2012. You did a terrific job of predicting the shutdown timeline. Do you have a timeline in mind here, or are we getting into unplowed territory when it comes to being able to deal with some of these things given the political climate that we have right now?
Well, I think this is a lot tougher to predict what's going to happen, partly because it's sort of a moving target. There isn't a sort of hard and fast, you know, this is when the funding runs out deadline, even if they keep extending that deadline. So it's a little bit trickier to determine exactly what might go on. And it's just a much bigger decision that has to be made. I mean, the previous one was a relatively small amount of money, and now we're talking about the entire fiscal 2012 budget resolution, and it's not going to be an easy thing to reach an agreement on what should go into that. I think there's, I think a couple of things. One, I don't think anybody could have gone through that recent near shutdown experience and thought, gee, that was great, and that's really going to benefit us to do that.
Let's keep doing that.
Right. So there's that. And I think there may be starting to get to be some bipartisan agreement around at least saying, okay, we're going to come up with a budget resolution that sets targets for deficit reduction and has some sort of measures that kick into place if they're not met, and we tie that to the debt ceiling, and maybe that can make enough people happy. But we got a ways to go to see if that's going to work out.
That idea of two birds with one stone, as I mentioned when we started, is appealing on the one hand, and yet I keep going back to the same thing, and I apologize for that, but it really, I continue to think about what you just said a few moments ago, that the protracted, difficult, in some cases exceptionally contentious argument that we just had over really an insignificant amount of money when you consider where the country is financially, just to, in my mind, just doesn't bode well for trying to get some of this more serious stuff done.
Yeah, it certainly now the difficult decisions are coming up, and it was relatively easy to say, okay, we'll cut $30 billion or whatever. But now comes the really difficult stuff we've seen with Paul Ryan's budget about Medicare and Medicaid and things that cause Democrats to dig in their heels and say, we're never going to allow that to happen. And Republicans still are leery of having anything that even looks like a tax increase in any proposal. So we're still not over that hump yet. That, you know, the interesting thing is it shouldn't be that hard. I mean, everybody knows the tough decisions have to be made, and it's difficult to make them, but it shouldn't, you know, they're not complicated, really. So it may be that they can just get in a room and say, this is what we have to do, and we're going to do it.
That was the call that you made about the shutdown, so I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that you're right about this one, too. Another thing I wanted to ask you about is this idea of the debt ceiling being raised. What are the potential implications there for people who work at agencies? Is that something that should be maybe as foreground as the idea of a potential shutdown on FY 2012, or is that not as radical for people in government?
It definitely does not have the same kind of effect as an appropriations lapse shutdown does. So it's a different kind of scenario. When the debt ceiling is reached, it does have lots of impact on the government's ability to borrow and where it gets funds from, and that can be complicated, certainly complicates the Treasury Department's job. But it doesn't have nearly as much effect on federal employees. It doesn't kick into that whole, if you're non-essential, you must stay home scenario. Mm-hmm. What it does do is, as has happened several times in the past, if the debt ceiling is reached, then Treasury has to start looking around to creative ways to try to move pots of money around. And one of the things they're allowed to do is stop putting money into the Civil Service Retirement Fund, essentially the government's pension fund, mm-hmm. and stop investing in the G Fund, in the Thrift Savings Plan. Now, that money they can stop for some period of time. They have to put the money back in when the debt ceiling is all worked out, and employees have to be made whole. By law, they can't lose any, they have to get their money back with interest in terms of those, what the government puts into those funds. But it does, I can tell you it's happened several times in the past, and it does cause people a lot of consternation when the government announces it's stopping investments in federal retirement funds.
Yeah, I can imagine there's heartburn there, but I guess the good news part of that bad news equation is that we know ahead of time they're going to be made whole, and it's not like pay during a shutdown that literally requires an act of Congress to go back and make people whole.
That's right. There's a law on the books that says they have to be made whole.
Yeah. All right, some terrific stuff that we're going to link up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth from...